نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم اما بعد اللہ میسنجر صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم whenever he used to do salam, he used to do it thrice. This is the hadith of Bukhari Sharif. The Sahabi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrating the hadith says, إِذَا سَلَّمَ سَلَّمَ ثَلَاثًا. Whenever he used to greet, he used to greet thrice. Now, all of us know that it is sunnah to greet a Muslim brother. But it is sunnah to say salam once only. Assalamu alaikum. Or Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Or Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. If a person says Assalamu alaikum, Allah will grant him 10 rewards. If he says Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, Allah will grant him 20 rewards. And if he says Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Allah will grant him 30 rewards. So it's up to the individual how much reward he requires, how much need he has for the reward. And we are all in need of rewards. Because only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what will happen on the day of Qiyamah. The amal will be weighed, evil deeds on one side, good deeds on the other side. So in order for us to make our scale of good deeds heavier than the scale of the bad deeds, we need to carry out as many amal as possible. So it is always better to say Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. The one who replies, he can also say wa alaikum assalam, or wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, or wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. And again the same rule will apply. Wa alaykum assalam, 10 rewards. Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullah, 20 rewards. Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, 30 rewards. All three are permissible. Whether the one who is greeting first says assalamu alaykum, or assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah, or assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, the one who will reply, he has the choice of all three ways. Wa alaykum assalam, wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullah, wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. But we understand from the Quran that the one who replies, it is better for him to reciprocate in a more better way. So if the one saying assalamu alaykum says assalamu alaykum only, then he should say wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullah at least, if not wa barakatuh. And if the one greeting says assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah, then wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is the best method, that you give the one who is greeting you more dua than what he gives you. And if not, then at least equal. If he says assalamu alaikum, say at least wa alaikum assalam. This is the second grade. First grade is you give him more dua than what he gives you. Second is you give him equal dua. If he says, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, say wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. But if he says Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah and you say only wa alaikum assalam, it is permissible. There is nothing wrong. But instead of remembering all these details, the sweetest thing is when you greet somebody, you say Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, and in reply you say wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. It is easy to remember because the detail is gone, so it's become short. And because it will bring more reward, it is more sweeter as well. So it's short and sweet. So the longest is shortest and sweetest. Now this is the greeting of Islam. This is the greeting of Islam. That when you meet one another, you should say, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And in reply we should say, Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And how meaningful. How meaningful. There are so many greetings in so many different languages. There are hundreds of languages, communities, and they all have greetings. But without studying all of them, I can say without a doubt that if somebody was to do a PhD on the greetings, and if he was to tour the whole world, including the jungles, and try to find out what their greeting is, and if he was to collate all the greetings and translate them and understand what the meaning of the greeting is, no greeting will be able to compete with this greeting. Without doubt I can say this. Like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the challenge regarding the Quran. وَإِنْ كُنْتُمْ فِي رَيْبٍ مِمَّا نَزَّلْنَا عَلَىٰ عَبْدِنَا فَأْتُوا بِسُورَةٍ مِّنْ مِثْلِهِ. If you have any doubt regarding the Quran which we have revealed to our Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then bring just one surah. So it is challenged from me that bring just one greeting which is better than our greeting. Why should we take the trouble of studying? Those people who feel and who believe that no, there is a better greeting than this, let them bring a greeting which is better than this. فَإِنْ لَمْ تَفْعَلُوا وَلَنْ تَفْعَلُوا. They will never be able to do it. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May the salam of Allah be upon you. May the rahmat of Allah be upon you. And may the barakat of Allah be upon you. Salam of Allah, rahmat of Allah, barakat of Allah. What is the difference between salam, rahmat and barakat? Academic discussion. Let's put it aside. Short and sweet. As-salam encompasses all the goodnesses of this world and the hereafter. Rahmat encompasses all the goodnesses of this world and the hereafter. And barakat encompasses all the goodnesses of this world and the hereafter. So when you say Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, you are saying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, O Allah, grant my brother all the goodnesses of this world and the hereafter. And again, because I love him very much, O Allah, grant him all the goodnesses of this world and the hereafter. O Allah, make sure you give him all the goodnesses of this world and the hereafter. You are saying this three times. So when you are greeting with Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, You are praying for your Muslim brother. Dua. So whilst you are greeting, you are being rewarded for dua also. Ad-dua wa mukhul ibadah. Dua is the essence of ibadah. Allah loves ibadah. Allah loves dua, sorry. Allah loves dua. So dua. So it is a greeting. It is a greeting. And whilst you are greeting, you are making dua. So greeting and dua, two amal. And you can only give this dua to that person for whom you are a well-wisher. And to well-wish for your Muslim brother, that is another amal. You can only, if you have well-wish in your heart for your Muslim brother, then only you will say, may Allah grant you goodnesses of both worlds. When you say Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, you are greeting and you are doing zikr also. Because the name of Allah is in this greeting. Hi, hello, good morning, good night. No mention of Allah. No mention of God. When you say Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, it removes all the misunderstandings that may be between you and your Muslim brother. Even if he is having suspicious thoughts about you, that he's got something against me, as soon as you meet him and say Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, everything gone. It is for this reason the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the key to mutual love is salam. La tadkhuluna al-jannata hatta tu'minu. You will not be able to enter Jannah until you become perfect believers. Wala tu'minuna hatta tahabbu. And you will not be able to become complete believers until you love each other. So now the key is loving each other. أَوَلَا أَدُلُّكُمْ عَلَىٰ شَيْءٍ إِذَا فَعَلْتُمُوهُ تَحَابَبْتُمْ. Shall I not teach you something? Shall I not guide you to something which if you begin to do, then you will begin to love each other? Why not, O Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? أَفْشُ السَّلَامَ بَيْنَكُمْ. Spread salam amongst you. Spread salam. أَيُّ الْإِسْلَامِ خَيْرٌ. Which characteristics of Islam are the best? Which characteristics of Islam are the best? Which are those characteristics which if a person was to adopt, he himself would become best as well? The Prophet ﷺ mentioned two characteristics. تُطْعِمُ الطَّعَامُ, feeding people. وَتَقْرَأُ السَّلَامَ عَلَى مَنْ عَرَفْتَ وَمَنْ لَمْ تَعْرِفْ. To do salam to those people that you recognize and also to those people you do not recognize. As long as you recognize that he is a believer, he is a Muslim. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said in a hadith that from the signs of Qiyamah is that a person will greet him who he recognizes, who he knows. And he will not greet that Muslim that he does not know. And you see this very frequently in this day and age. A person leaves this masjid from here up to the shoe area. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. And comes the third brother, quietly he passes by. Fourth brother, assalamu alaikum. Fifth one he passes by. Sixth one he passes by. Seventh brother, assalamu alaikum. Why this difference? Why some places assalamu alaikum, some place assalamu alaikum where I know. And no assalamu alaikum if I, this is sign of qiyamah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, afshu salam, spread salam, spread far and wide. Afshus salam. May Allah grant us all the tawfiq. If we say to each and every Muslim brother, if all the Muslims adopted this sunnah and all the time, may the peace of Allah be upon you. May the mercy of Allah be upon you. May the blessing of Allah be upon you. We would not have seen ourselves in so much trouble. We don't make dua for each other when we meet each other. So much so that the Sharia has taught us that when you enter your own home, Even then you should say Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. There are so many people who greet strangers but not their families. And the Sharia says that when you enter your home and there is nobody in your home, even then you say Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My late mentor, Sheikh Haji Muhammad Farooq Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayhi, whenever he used to enter a car, then he would enter the car by saying, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Whether the driver is in the car or not, even if the car is empty. So Hazrat Maulana Abdullah Kapud Ravi Sahib, Damat Barakatum, asked him, Hazrat, whenever you enter the car or the van or the minibus, you always say, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So Hazrat said, it is no different from the small houses in which the Sahaba used to live. It's just like a house. So when I enter, I say, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, whether the inhabitant is there or not. If the driver and the passengers are there before me, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi. If it is empty, it's like a tent for me. It's like a small hut for me. I say, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi. They would not let go of this opportunity. In every salat we say, at the end, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi. And what are we supposed to think at that time? If we are sitting on the right hand side of the imam, then when we say Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah on the right, the intention is that I am greeting the malaika on my right. And I am greeting my Muslim brothers on my right. And Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, I am greeting the malaika, my Muslim brothers and the imam also. And if he is on the left hand side of the imam, then the opposite. At every salat, the Muslim community is greeting, making dua for the Muslim community. But we are not doing that. All we are doing is Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Does this thought ever come? That I am greeting the people on my right, I am greeting the people on my left. I am making dua for them. No. So how could salamati come upon us? How could rahmat come upon us? We are not asking Allah for salamati, rahmat. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he entered Madinah Munawwara, he said, Afshu salam. When he entered Madinah Munawwara for the first time, Abdullah ibn Salam radiyallahu ta'ala is the narrator of the hadith. He says, I listened very carefully to what he was saying. And he said, the first words which fell in my ear from the noble tongue of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam were Afshu salam, spread salam. Wat'imu ta'am, give food. Give food to people. Wat'imu ta'am. Wat'imu ta'am, give food to whom, he does not say. Why? He has left it general, give food to everybody. Give food to your near ones, dear ones, give food to the strangers, give food to Muslims, give food to non-Muslims, give food to humans, give food to animals, give food. وَاتِمُ الطَّعَامُ وَسَيْلُ الْأَرْحَامُ And tie the bond of kinship. Be good with your relatives. وَقُومُ بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّاسُ نِيَامُ And stand in tahajjud during the night when everybody is asleep. Four things. Salam, spread salam. Salam, in abundance. Number two, food. Distribute food according to your ability. If you are able to distribute 100 packs, distribute 100. And if you are able to distribute only one pack, distribute one. And if you are able to give only one date, give only one date. According to your ability. Wasailul arham. Tie the bond of relationship, kinship, rishtedari, uncle, aunt, brothers, sisters. Nowadays, friends are more important than relatives. What does a person desire in this world? Two things. Long life and good provision. Plenty money. Long life and plenty money. If life is long without money, sad life. And lot of money, but life is short, again sad life. Sad at the time of death that I'm leaving everything behind. But long life and plenty money, that's what everybody looks for. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, a person has to do only one thing for these two things. Tie the bond of kinship. مَنَا أَحَبَّ أَنْ يُبْسَتَ لَهُ رِزْقُهُ وَأَنْ يُنْسَأَ لَهُ فِي أَثَرِهِ فَلْيَسِلْ رَحِيمَهُ. Bukhari Sharif. One who wishes that his provision is increased, wealth, he becomes wealthy. And one who wishes that his life becomes long, he should tie the bond of kinship. Fulfill the rights of his uncles, aunts, brothers, sisters, grandparents, relatives. Nowadays, if you ask a young boy, is he your cousin brother? He says, yes, he's my cousin brother. Cousin brother, how? How is he your cousin brother? Cousin brother. Is he your dad's brother's son? Is he your dad's mother's sister's son? Is he your mom's brother's son? Is he your mom's sister's son? Is he your dad's cousin's son? Is he your mom's cousin's son? He's my cousin. How can you do sila rahmi? How can you tie the bond of kinship when you don't know who the person is? When you don't know what your relationship with him is? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has given this instruction, ta'allamu min ansabikum. Learn your family lineages. This is the command of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ta'allamu min ansabikum. Learn your family lineages. My father, that's his father, that's his father, that's my father's father's brother, that's my mother's sister. Then you will know who the person is. That he is my uncle, he is my cousin, he is my second cousin, he is my third cousin. And then you will know what rights he has upon you. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, tying the bond of kinship is important, it is compulsory as well. And you will only be able to do that if you know your family lineage. So he said, learn your family lineages. تَسْتَلُونَ بِهِ أَرْحَامَكُمْ. So that you are able to tie the bond of kinship. The older generation, I remember my father. Whenever he used to meet somebody new, "Bhai, where are you from? Where are you from? Where are you from?" means back home, where are you from? So which village? So first if you find out which village, then the thought will occur that, oh, we have some connection in that village. Whose son are you? What's your father's name? Why all these questions? Because after all these questions, the end result used to be, oh, we are related. And you should see the glow on his face. Oh, we are related. And that is what we don't want to know in this day and age. Because if we are related, problem. Come home for a cup of tea and that's very difficult. That's what we don't want to know. We don't want to take any responsibilities. Let us change our culture. Our culture should be the culture of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Let us always see what he wants us to do. Afshus salam, spread salam. Wat imuttam, feed. وَسِلُ الْأَرْحَامِ tie the bond of kinship. وَقُومُوا بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّاسُ نِيَامٌ perform tahajjud when people are asleep. Get up, perform tahajjud. And if you are unable to get up, the time of tahajjud begins straight after Isha. So perform 2 rakat sunnah, then 2 rakat nafla tahajjud, and then 3 rakat witr. At least 2 rakat tahajjud begin with that. 2 rakat tahajjud. Ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma has said, Imam Qurtubi rahimahullahu ta'ala quotes this saying in his tafsir, whether it is the statement of Ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhuma or the statement of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam he is quoting, that I cannot remember. But it is something related to wahi. So if he is saying it, then he must have heard it from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He said that one who performs 2 rakat with the intention of tahajjud during the night and then he goes to sleep, then it is as if he has stood in ibadah throughout the night. If you are able to perform 4, alhamdulillah, 6 even better, and 8 the best, because that is the number of tahajjud he used to perform, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, throughout Ramadan, and after Ramadan also, throughout his life, 8 rakat. So I am discussing salam at the moment, but spread salam, feed also, feed. Give food also. Give food. Give food to the poor and the rich. Rich person, brother, join me for a cup of tea. Everybody, give food. Wasilul arham, sila rahmi. And tahajjud. Tahajjud, if you are able to wake up at its best time, alhamdulillah. If not, then at least begin 2 rakat after Isha every day without fail. What will you get? Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Afshu salam, wat'imu ta'am, wasilul arham. وقوموا بالليل والناس نيام تدخلوا الجنة بسلام. You will enter Jannat with safety. أفشو السلام تدخلوا الجنة بسلام. If you spread salam, Allah will grant you safety on the day of Qiyamah and give you entry into Jannat. The Sahaba Ridwanullahi Ta'ala Ali Majmain was so greedy for rewards. They were so greedy for spiritual benefits. They were so greedy when it came to practicing the sunnahs of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because they had yaqeen that, oh, these things are very, very beneficial. That it is said that when two sahabi used to meet, immediately, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Now the time of salam is gone. Once you have greeted each other, because Sharia has specified that when you meet, you say salam. After that, you don't continue saying assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Thereafter, if you separate and meet again, you say assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. So they were so alert and conscious regarding the hereafter that if two sahaba are passing and due to crowd, if another sahabi was to separate them, sometimes, you know, two of you are passing and suddenly a third person is coming and he walks between you and one has to go this way, one has to go this way. So you are separated for a few seconds. Or if a rock happens to be there and one has to go this way, one has to, or if a tree has to be there, happens to be there, and one has to go this way, one has to go the other way, as soon as they see each other, they say, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Once I was invited by an alim in Medina Munawwara. He was a young alim, but very pious. He was still doing his PhD in Hadith or Tafsir or Sharia. Invited me, we went to his home. Very, very hospitable, mashallah, the Arab brothers. And he was from Medina Munawwara. Very gentle, softly spoken. He was serving the food. And he was young, so he had young children, so he had to do everything. Go inside, bring food, go inside, bring food. And the Arabs have their own culture, their own way of serving the guests. So as soon as you go, he will open the door and he will say, حياكم الله, مرحبا, مرحبا, أهلا وسهلا, حياكم الله, مرحبا. So many times he will say. And it's not like welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome is not a prayer. حياكم الله, may Allah greet you. حياكم الله, may Allah greet you. حياكم الله, may Allah send greetings upon you. You know, over and over again, dua. And then he'll sit you down, and again he'll say, حياكم الله, مرحبا, مرحبا بكم, أهلا وسهلا, حياكم الله. And then he will sit another person down and he will start again. He will sit another person down and he will start again. You need a good 4-5 hours for da'wat. And then he would sit you down, he would go inside. And then he would come back with bukhur. So he will prepare the bukhur, so he'll come back after 15-20 minutes. And he will come back with the bukhur. And then you have to take the bukhur. So your body becomes fragranced. Bukhur. And then he will go back inside after the bukhur. And he will come with qahwa. Qahwa. Qahwa, so that anything that is in your stomach is digested before the food. Look at their way of thinking. And then he will go back inside, he will bring the sufra, the dastarkhan. And he will go inside, put blaze. Everything takes 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 12 minutes. And then the food, slowly, slowly he will bring everything. And then eventually the tea at the end. And every time he came, every time he was going inside and coming back, the first thing he used to say was, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Every time he went inside and he came, he would stand at the door and he would say, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. His face glowing with happiness. And again, Hayyakumullah. Hayyakumullah. Jazakumullah ya ikhwani. Jazakumullah ya ikhwani. Every time, so I said to the young students and the ulama who were with me, I said, look how happy he is. Huh? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, one who believes in Allah and the day and the last day, فَلْيُكْرِمْ ضَيْفَهُ, should honor his guest. I said, this is ikramul dhaif. And I said, look how much attachment he has for salam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So let us make a firm resolution that inshallah from today we will also follow these commands of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ta'allamu min ansabikum. We will learn lineage also inshallah. And we will also spread salam, we will also feed people, we will also tie the bond of kinship, and also we will perform tahajjud salat also. And in salam, the one who greets first is sunnah. But to reply to salam is wajib. There are so many people who don't say wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And one who greets another first, that is a sign. I cannot say it is proof. It is a sign that he is free from pride and arrogance. Because it is very difficult to say Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh first. No, he should say first. And if somebody does have kibr in his heart, then my inner conscience tells me that if he uses this as his cure, that I am very proud and arrogant, whoever I meet, whether young or old, whether rich or poor, first I will say Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Inshallah, within weeks, he will see that the pride and arrogance is slowly, slowly diminishing. So now the question. I am concluding now. Question. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It's only sunnah once. And the hadith says, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to do salam, he used to do it thrice. Now if a person picks up Bukhari Sharif, with the intention of reading the ahadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and practicing. And if the page that opens happens to be this, and the first hadith that he sets his gaze on happens to be this hadith, then anybody he meets, he will say, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. So from this we understand that in order to understand the ahadith, we need the supervision of those who have studied the ahadith, the ulama. Because this is the literal meaning of the hadith. And if you look at the whole hadith, you will not find anywhere any explanation. So who gave the explanation? The Sahaba to the Tabi'in, who had seen that when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to greet, he used to greet three times. What is the meaning of this? It's only once. In practice, it's only once. The Sahaba gave the interpretation. Then the Tabi'in. So certain things have come in written form, and certain things explained by the Sahaba. So you have to refer to the opinions of the Sahaba also to understand the ahadith and the Quran. And you have to refer to the opinions of the Tabi'in also, who have heard explanations from the Sahaba, and so on. It is for this reason, the statements of the Sahaba, statements of the Tabi'in, and statements of the ulama, from the time of the Sahaba until today, are being preserved. Because through the statements of these pious personalities and mashayikh and shuyukh, we are able to understand the Quran and the Hadith. And if somebody says that Quran and Hadith is enough, what is the reason to preserve the sayings of other ulama or other mashayikh or other personalities? Then his thinking is not correct. Same thing. Maulana Yasin will say something, I will say something, Maulana Ayaz will say something, Maulana Zubair will say same things. We are all four of us are talking the same thing. But maybe the examples that Maulana Zubair gives will make it more easier for you to understand than from the talk that I have given. We are both discussing same thing. But after my explanation, you will say, not clear. He was trying to say something about salam, but, and then Maulana Zubair speaks after 1 week on the same topic. He emphasizes the same points using the Allah-given ability. It is Allah who gives ability to a person to give examples and explain what he and his Rasul want people to do. So now you have understood very clearly with the examples of Maulana Zubair Sahib. So what will you do? You will note down the example of Maulana Zubair Sahib, so that in future anybody who wishes to explain this issue will be able to explain it with ease using the example of Maulana Zubair Sahib. So the hadith says that he used to greet thrice. The commentators of hadith have given three meanings to this hadith. That this was not his general habit. When he used to greet three times. That means when he used to go and visit somebody's home, then he would greet three times. How? When he would knock at the door, he would say, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, a'adkhul. This is how permission is taken to enter somebody's home. Because in those days, no locks on the doors. Maybe only curtains. So a person would stand outside and he would say, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, a'adkhul. He used to greet. And he used to say, can I enter? So the person from inside would say, yes, welcome. So now when he enters, the first greeting was for permission. Now when he enters, now he is greeting the inhabitants. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And then he would sit with them for half an hour, three quarter of an hour, 15 minutes. When he would leave, he would say, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So when he used to go to visit somebody and then greet them, he would greet them three times. Now this is in all in brackets, which have come from the Sahaba, through the Muhaddisun. And when we read the translation of Bukhari Sharif, these brackets are not there. Now here a point to note is that majority of us greet the strangers, but not our household. And then we complain that there is no peace at home. I like to hang around with my friends because there is no peace at home. It's because you greet your friends and not your wife. And another point to note is that when we enter people's home or when you go into a gathering, we are very particular in doing salam. But when we leave, we just say Khuda Hafiz. Fi Amanillah. We don't say Assalamu Alaikum wa Rahmatullahi wa Barakatuh. So when leaving, remember to say salam. Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that there is no difference in the two salams. Not that when you enter that is of a higher category and when you leave it is of a lower category. Both are equal. This is one interpretation. Second interpretation. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to arrive at a gathering, a large gathering, when he used to arrive at a large gathering, then sometimes he used to find the gathering like this, like I am sitting at the moment, in width, not in length. So a lot of people sitting like this across, and he used to enter from the middle. So when he used to enter from the middle, he would enter and he would say, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. And then he would look to the right and he would say, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Then he would look to the left and he would say, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. So, everybody would benefit from his greetings. And because they were all his juniors, everybody would feel happy that no, we were not deprived. His attention is towards everybody. So the second interpretation is that whenever the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to enter a large gathering which was sat across, then he would enter the gathering from the center, first salam in the center, second salam to the right, third salam to the left. And the third interpretation, whenever he used to enter a gathering, large gathering, which was not sitting across but in length, like when I come out from that room, then he used to walk a few steps and he would say, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. But that salam would not reach them. That salam would not reach here. So then he would take another 10 steps and he would say, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. And finally, when he used to reach the center, then so that he does not deprive the crowd right at the end, he would say again, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How beautiful the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam are. If we took out little bit of time every week and sat in the company of those ulama who study the ahadith, who study the Quran, who study the lives of the Sahaba, who study the lives of the tabi'een, the awliya, the muhaddiseen, the mufassireen. And if we listen to them, the zeal to practice will come in our hearts as well. Then we will not see these things as just do's and don'ts. No, they are not do's and don'ts. They are beautiful things. So inshallah we will spread salam from today. There are adab also, there are certain times when you should not be doing salam. So learn all these things. And then salam, learn the correct salam. Assalamu alaikum. The same salam that you do in salat, that same salam should be done to one another as well. Many people in salat, they do it correctly. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. And when they make salam, assalamu alaikum. Where is the hamza gone? Assalam. Where is us gone? Where is us gone? Assalamu alaikum. Where is ayn gone? Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. And then after that, the designs are so many. We have to see which part of the world he is from. So many. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And the last point, this salam is not the salam of this ummah only. This was the salam taught to Adam alayhi salatu was salam by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "Oh Adam, go to that group of malaika. Go to that group of malaika and go there and say, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. And listen very carefully to the reply they give you. فَإِنَّهَا تَحِيَّتُكَ وَتَحِيَّتُ ذُرِّيَّتِكَ. Because that is your greeting and greeting of the whole progeny to come until the day of Qiyamah. So Adam alayhi salatu wasalam got up from his place, he went to the malaika and he said, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. They said, Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. So this is the greeting of Adam alayhi salam, all the anbiya who followed him, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this will be the greeting in Jannah also. We will greet each other, Salamun alaikum. The angels, when we will enter Jannah, the angels will say, Salamun alaikum tibtum fadkhuluha khalideen. On the door of Jannah. Malaika will be standing on the door of Jannah. And when we enter Jannah, they will say, Salamun alaikum tibtum fadkhuluha khalideen. Salamun alaikum, may the peace of Allah be upon you. Tibtum. You remain pure in the world. You abstain from all the filth. And whenever any filth used to touch your heart, you used to repent and purify it. So you are pure. فَدْخُلُوهَا خَالِدِينَ. Now enter into Jannah and remain in it forever and ever. May Allah make us hear this from the Malaika on the day of Qiyamah. But with dua, effort. Effort and dua. Effort and dua. And then once we are in Jannah, in the riwayah of Ibn Majah Sharif, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, when the people of Jannah will enter Jannah, they will hear a salam from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the words of that salam is, Allah will say, Assalamu alaikum ya ahlal Jannah. Assalamu alaikum, O the people of Jannah, O the dwellers of Jannah. Assalamu alaikum, Allah will say. Allah will say. Let's assume that we are sitting in the company of a very pious sheikh and we love him as well. And we would like him to glance at us, just a mere glance, we will say, oh, he looked at me. And then he looks at us and he smiles as well. Oh, he looked at me and he gave me a smile as well. And he says, Assalamu alaikum. He says, oh, he looked at me. He smiled at me. And he also did salam to me. Even before I could do salam, he did salam to me. Now, what is this sheikh in comparison to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Between this sheikh and Allah, there are so many layers. Someone who is more greater than him, another one who is more greater than him, another one who is more greater than him in wilayat. And then will come the sahaba, 124,000 approximately. And then will come the anbiya. And then Sayyidul Mursaleen. So look at the layers between me, between ourselves and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And thereafter only Allah knows what is the difference between our Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam and Allah. Because despite our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam being so virtuous and so great, after all he is makhluk and that the one is khaliq. Allah is khaliq. So just because a sheikh, a pious person whom we love and admire, looks at us, smiles with us and says, Assalamu alaikum. We feel so happy. Then when Allah will say, Assalamu alaikum, ya ahlal jannah. When we think about jannah, we think about enjoyments only. Food, drink, wine, milk, honey, all rivers flowing, and relax. We don't think about the enjoyment that we will get when Allah will say, Assalamu alaikum, ya ahlal jannah. Assalamu alaikum, ya ahlal jannah. Allah Ta'ala grant us all the ni'mats of Jannah. So, salam, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And Hazrat Hakim ul-Ummat, Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullahi alayhi, has written a book called Etiquettes of Social Life, Adabul Muasharat. One etiquette is being read out daily after a salat here and throughout the year, alhamdulillah. Those of you who have come from other localities, other countries, if without any disturbance in the masjid, you are able to introduce this, people will benefit a lot. After a particular salat, one sunnah daily. And after a particular salat, one adabul muasharat. Because that is where we cause a lot of hurt to people. Because of not being particular with adabul muasharat, we do wrong things. Out of love, but we do wrong things. So acquire a copy of Adabul Muasharat. If possible in the masjid, introduce it. If possible, introduce it in Maktab. And the third is possible, introduce it in your home. Every day as a family, sit down and read one, two or three Adab from the Adabul Muasharat. So that you don't greet people on the wrong time. You don't cause them inconvenience. And now final incident. Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullahi alayhi, he says that our teacher Maulana Yaqub Nanutvi rahmatullahi alayhi, he was so eager to be the first to do salam that it was a well known fact throughout Darulum Deoband and in Deoband and amongst the associates of Hazrat Maulana Yaqub Nanutvi rahmatullahi alayhi, that nobody can surpass him. Nobody can surpass him. It is always he who says salam first. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Despite being a person of very high caliber, great sheikh, great alim. Everybody is aware of Hakim ul-Ummat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullahi alayhi. His works have been translated into English language. He says from the three teachers that I have acquired the most, one is Maulana Yaqub Nanutvi rahmatullahi alayhi. I am indebted to him greatly. He himself says that our teacher, he was so humble and so eager for more reward that he would be the first one to do salam, even young, old. It would not bother him. Because it is sunnah to do salam to old, young, both. Hakim ul-Ummat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullahi alayhi says that the thought entered my heart that I should break this record. And I should surpass my teacher at least once in lifetime. Because he was also eager. He was a student, Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullahi alayhi. He says that I very carefully studied his route to the madrasa and from the madrasa to plan my salam. And I said, finally, time, spot, everything was fixed in my mind, and one day I hid behind a wall. And I knew the time of Hazrat coming. So he said he was coming. But because Hazrat could not see me, how could he greet me first? Because his habit was that as soon as he used to see somebody, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, he would be the first one. And being a junior, you have to show more adab. So you cannot start from a far distance, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So he hid behind the wall, he knew the time. And when Hazrat came right to the corner, he said, I jumped out and I said, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. See how eager they were to practice the deen of Allah subhanahu. If they were so eager regarding such sunnats which are not farz, not compulsory, if you omit, Allah will not question you. Imagine their punctuality in regard to the wajibat and the fara'id. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. May Allah grant us all the tawfiq. May Allah grant us all the tawfiq. And they were people of ilm. People of ilm. Not only people of amal, people of ilm. Their commentaries on hadith in the Arabic language is available in the market. From that people can see whether they are the people of hadith or not. Whether they had understood the spirit of deen or not. So they had ilm, amal, lot of concern for the ummah as well. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq to adopt these qualities in our lives. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in.